Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom, and we are now beginning the 10th and final parak, not only in Masechet Bava Batra, but the 30th and final parak in Masechet Nezikin. And this parak will deal chiefly with the proper execution of shtarot, how shtarot are to be written, how they're to be signed, where they're to be signed, etc. And we begin with the presentation of two different kinds of shtarot. We call a get pashut, which is a straight-up shtar, where everything is written on the front side, and a get mekushar, one which is folded and tied, we'll see immediately today in this first podcast the reason that such a shtar was introduced. After introducing in the Mishnah several of the halachot of the different halachot between get pashut and get mekushar, the Gemara will attempt to identify a biblical source maintaining that these two shtarot have their roots in the Torah, and ultimately will identify them as Takanah D'Rabbanan, give the reason. Get pashut, edav mitocho, the edim are inside the shtar, right there on the shtar. Mikushar, edav miachorav, the edim are on the back. We'll see how that plays out. Pashut shekatvu edav miachorav, mikushar shekatvu edav mitocho. And this is so critical that if you wrote the edim of a regular shtar on the back, or the edim of a ket mekushar inside, then shneim psulin. Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel omer mekushar shekatvu edav mitocho kasher. If you had a mekushar and you wrote the edim on the inside, it's kasher. Neshi achol la'asoto pashut. That's something we will deal with in a couple of podcasts, as well as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion, who says, hakol kamin haga medina. What is he trying to introduce here? Now, get pashut, Edav Shibishnaim. There's two edim on a get pashut. Umikushar Vishlosha. Mikushar needs three edim, and we'll see that discussed, as far as its source goes, immediately. Pashut Shikatabo Edachan, Mikushar Shikatabo Shne Edim, Shneim Psulin. Just as a regular shtar that only has one ed is pasul, similarly, a get Mikushar that only has two is pasul, it needs at least three. The Gemara's first question, as we would anticipate, is min hanimili. Where do we get this idea from of a get pashut and a get mekushar? So Amar Chanina Markra, first attempt is sador pakesav iknu b'chatov b'sefer chatov b'ed edim. This is the famous pasuk Yirmiyahu directs everyone to buy up their fields, have testimony, put the shtarot in a safe place in a pottery, keep it for a long time because you'll be coming back to Israel and want to claim your fields back. This is part of the nevuah of return that Yirmiyahu gives just before leaving. Sador because of iknu mechatov b'sefer. So the first part of the pasuk is ze pashut. That refers to a get pashut, a regular get. V'chatom ze mekushar. That is a reference to a get mekushar. V'ha'ed shnayim, edim shlosha. So v'ha'ed edim, ha'ed already means two. Edim is a reference to a third one. Haketzad shnayim pashut shlosha lemekushar. That's his limud. Now the epochano the Gemara then says, well, if you have two kinds of shtarot and two numbers, who says that two go to a pashut and three go to a mekushar? Switch them. The answer is mitokshin darav mekushar and darav edav. The fact that the text obligates us to put in ties and fold it. In other words, there's more details to it. Therefore, it must be the one with the more edim. If we're going to have three edim somewhere, it should be with the one that's more complex. That's Rav Hanina. Rav from Amar Miacha, he said there's a different pasuk, which is in the same parak in Yirmiyahu, when he talks about his own actions. V'aykach et sefer mikna et hachatum ha-mitzvah v'chukim v'et ha-galui. So he did buy the field, and he took the sefer ha-mikna. That's, by the way, the source for shtarot, for kinyan shtar on a field. V'aykach et sefer mikna ze pashut. Et hachatum, the sealed one, ze mekushar. V'et ha-galui, what's ha-galui? Ze pashut shebe mekushar. So Machlok, we showed him how to understand what this means, whether this refers to a third kind of shtar, or it's referring to the part that's written on the inside of the mekushar, or it's the tofes versus the toref. Hamitzvavach, it's all moot because we're going to end up rejecting this drasha anyways. Hamitzvavach hukim, elu dvarim shebein pashut mekushar. What's hamitzvavach hukim? The laws that distinguish between pashut mekushar. Haketzad, what's that? Zeidav shtayim, zeidav shlosha, zeidav metachov, zeidav mechorav. Again, like our Mishnah said, a pashut has two on the inside, a mekushar has three on the back. Ve'epuchana, again, two and three, why am I assigning them that way? Same answer, mitokshin tov ebekshorav, tov ebekshorav. Okay, Rambam Chazkel, Rambam Miacha, he had a different pasuk, which is from the Torah. And then the question is, the Torah says two or three witnesses are needed to fulfill something. So the question is, if two work, then why did the text say, or three? To tell you that sometimes you need three, and that's a get mekushar. Again, the same question, the same answer. Now, those are the three different opinions of the Amoraim, of what psukim are the background or the source for get pashut, get mekushar. But wait a second, do these psukim really come for those things? Every one of those psukim is needed for something else. It has its own limud, meaning that it's not there to teach get pashut, get mekushar. L'chedetanya, for instance, the Brayta says, Sadot pekesef ignu v'chatom v'sefer chatom, etzatov akamash palan. Yirmiyahu was giving everybody good advice, which is, if you're going to buy a field, write a shtar on it. And we saw this in Chizkat HaBatim, don't rely on the chazaka, write a shtar, have a shtar, so that you will have backup for to support your ownership. V'kachat sefer ignu, the second pasuk, Rav Fram's pasuk, hachi avimaisa. Yirmiyahu's not teaching anything, he's just describing what he did. He took the Sefer Mikra and the Chatum, the Galui, meaning the Chatum means when they seal up the Shtar and then they put like a seal on the outside. That's a Chatum. That's a famous discussion that doesn't belong here, which belongs both to Sanhedrin and Matmakot, about the role of a surplus aid, meaning anybody beyond two. The machloket Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan about whether that surplus aid then becomes part of the edut, so that if there's one out of even 100 who's pasul, the whole thing is pasul, or do we maintain that if you, as long as you have the two that are good, that's enough? But that's the shnayim and shlosha is the machloket Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, not for this. It's about edim, not about edei shtar. Ella, the answer is mekusha medarbanan, it's all medarbanan. Who cry asmachta v'alma, and they were using the psukim as an asmachta. The time might get Rabbanan Mekushar, so why did the Rabbanan establish a get Mekushar, which is kind of strange? The answer is, Atcha de Kahani Havu. There was a place where there were Kohanim. V'kapti Tuva, they were hot-tempered. U'magashi Nashai, they divorced their wives quickly. Avdi Rabbanan Takanta, Hachi V'achi Meitu Datayu. So the Rabbanan made a Takana that said, in this town, the minig is a get Mekushar, and therefore, you want to divorce your wife, it's going to take a lot of extra work to stitch this, write it, and then stitch it and find adium and everything else. And by that time, hopefully, they'll calm down. So, ha tenach gitin, shtarot ma'ikel ememar. That only works for gitin. What do you say about the rest of shtarot? Why is there a get mekushar for other shtarot? The answer is, kadesh lo tachalek ben gitin shtarot. There's a general kpeda that we don't want to distinguish between gitin and other shtarot in the way that they're put together. Certainly, there are lots of distinctions between gitin and shtarot, specifically if it's brought from outside, and fanenechtam, etc. But for the makeup of the shtar itself, we don't want to distinguish. We want everybody to understand the get, that a regular shtar and a get, these are totally valid shtarot and have tokef. Okay, now, the first mechanical question that we have to ask is, Echan edam edim chotmin, where do edim sign on a get mikushar, get pashut? It's very obvious they sign immediately under the last line of the writing. But here, the writing on the back, where do they sign? Rav Huna Amar ben Kesher leKesher. He says they sign between the ties. Right now, we think that means that they sign between the ties on the front. And we'll see that, we'll put that to rest in a minute. Rav Yirben Bar Amar Achorei Aktav HaNeged Aktav Bachutz. He said they write on the back, and they write corresponding to where the text is. Now, we're going to challenge each of these. I'm really Rav Chama Rav Chista, the Rav Huna Dam, Rav Kesher leKesher. So Rav Chama asked Rav Chista about both approaches. He said, first of all, Rav Huna said, Ben Kesher leKesher, Kasalka Daitim, Ben Kesher leKesher Mikvai. What I think that means is on the inside of the shtar, meaning on the part that you wrote, that the text is written, they sign in between the ties there. But that couldn't be, because Vahahu Mekusha Daka to the coming to Rebbe, there was a case where Get Mekusha came to Rebbe. V'yamar Rebbe, Ein Zman B'zeh. Rebbe looked at the shtar, folded up, and said, there's no Zman here. And the shtar is puzzle. Amar Rebbe Shimon B'Rebbe L'Rebbe. So his son told him, Shem En Ksharav Mufla. Maybe the Zman is between the ties. So if you unstitch it and open it up, you'll find the Zman. Paul Yevchazi opened it up and he found it. Vimita, but if you're right that a get mekushar, the edim have to be on the inside, in between the ties. Ein zman mizavein, edim mizavein. The Rebbe should have said, there's no zman and there's no edim, which is far more critical. And why didn't Rebbe say it? It must be that he saw the edim. If he saw the edim, that means the edim don't sign who Rav Huna thinks they sign. So Malay Misavar ben Kesher LeKesher Mikvai. So Chista turned around, Muhammad said, you're wrong about what Rav Huna meant when he said ben Kesher LeKesher. It's not on the inside. Lo, ben Kesher LeKesher Me'abrai. They sign between the ties on the backside. So Rebbe did see that. So now, if that's the case, V'nechush Dil Mazai V'chatav Ma'idaboy, so why aren't we concerned that the guy will add, after the star was written, and the Edim are signed on the back, he'll add more stuff, more numbers to what he's owed, or more conditions, or whatever it may be, that's not okay, V'chatim Yisadi, and then he'll forge some signatures on the back. Tichtiv Be'Shar V'Kayim, the answer is, at the bottom of the text, it says Shar V'Kayim, this is a done deal. Right. So he'll add something and write Shar V'Kayim under that. So the answer is Chad Shar V'Kayim Katvin and Trey Shar V'Kayim Lo Katvin. We do not write Shar V'Kayim except once in a star. So if it appears once, that's the end. Anything added is a forgery. So why aren't we concerned that he took the star? He's a malva. He lent somebody money. He takes the star. He erases Shar V'Kayim. He then writes in whatever he wants, writes another Shar V'Kayim underneath it, and because, again, the whole problem is if the Edim are on the back, there's no way to determine where the end of the star is, because normally the Edim sign right underneath the last line, and they get Pashut. But here they're on the back, there's no way to identify where the end of the star is. So the answer is, Hamar Rav Yochanan, Tluya Mekuyemet Ksheira. A Tluya, which means if a letter was left out of a star, and then the Sofer went in and put it as a little letter in between the two letters surrounding it, went back in. If it's mekuyemet, meaning that you're mekayim that letter by the sofer writing dohave kiyum in the last line, he identifies that letter really is a proper letter. Nobody added it in. Then it's kosher. Machak pasul off of bishul mekuyem. But if you have something that's erased, even if the star is mekuyem, that thing is pasul. But when do we say that an erasure is absolutely possible? That's only at the spot of Shar V'Kayim, means at the bottom, and it has to be the size of Shar V'Kayim, which means that if this guy went ahead and erased Shar V'Kayim and then added his own stuff, then the whole gets possible anyways. So we don't have that concern either. Okay, so we've solved Rav Merchama's concerns that he presented to Rav Chista about Rav Huna's approach that you sign Ben Kesher LeKesher on the back. There's no way that the Malva, as an example, could add in stuff afterwards. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba d'amar acharei haktav v'chaneged haktavim b'chutz. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba said that we write the Edim sign on the back corresponding with where the text is on the outside. We have the same problem, he said. So why aren't we concerned that he could just make up a star, write whatever he wants on the star, and then add new Edim on the back, because there's, let's say, three Edim on the back. He could add, forge more signatures. In other words, the star went down, let's say, halfway. This is a proper star. And then on the back, there were Edim corresponding to that area. Then he adds whatever he wants, forges more Edim, and says, I wanted six Edim because I wanted to have more Edim around. Right? Because based on the Shita that if a few of the Edim are found carved puzzle, as long as I have two that are proper, so I wanted to back, that it's kosher, I wanted to back myself up. So I got more Edim, and he forges their signatures. And then once we're Mekayim, the first Edim, the whole star is kosher, including the stuff that he added. So Amar Lei, so Rav Chista said, Misavret Edim Kasidron Chatimi, you think the Edim sign in order going down, Edim Mimata L'mala Chatimi, the Edim sign from bottom up, and by the way, this goes perpendicular. So it's like width-wise to the star, they sign bottom up, so that he can't do that. So now we have a different problem. Let's say that something happens in the last line of the star that's not favorable to him. Like, this will only be Mekuyim if you pay me a certain amount of money after a certain time, or this deal is off, you don't pay the money by a certain date or whatever. The guy is the Shita Achrona, and this guy is going to cut off the last line. The guy's like the Ruvain Bahadei, and along with it, he's going to cut off, because on the back, Ruvain Ben Yaakov Aid, let's say as an example, is signed perpendicular. So if he cuts a bottom line lengthwise, meaning he cuts across widthwise on the star side, he'll be cutting off on the back the beginning of a line, which includes the name of the eight. Umidkasher ben Yaakov eight. And then what's going to happen? You're going to have the star will be valid because it'll say ben Yaakov eight. Non, ben ish poni eight kasher. We have that later in the parak. If a guy just writes ben ish ben whatever his father's name is, eight, then it's kosher, even though it doesn't have his first name. Right? So the answer is, Dichtiv Ruven ben Bechad Dora V'Yaakov Eid Ilavei. So the way they write it is, Ruven ben, and above that on the next line, Yaakov Eid. So if he cuts something off, all you'll see is Yaakov Eid. Yaakov Eid shouldn't be enough. V'lechash Dom Legai Yisle the Ruven ben V'kash B'Yaakov Eid. But if he cuts, he might cut off the whole half of the line that says Ruven ben, and the get will be then kosher. It's an improper get because he cut something off with the Yaakov Eid. None. Ish Ploni Eid kosher. If a guy just writes his name without his father's name, so it's kosher. So the answer is Delok Tiv Eid. So we don't write the word Eid. In my time, Leon Dachadavir, you could write the word Eid. The Yadinan Ba the Hachatimut Yada Lav the Yaakovu. Or if we recognize, we see the signature and we know that that's not Yaakov's. That's somebody else's. We don't know what it is, but it's not Yaakov. So maybe Reuven was signing using his father's name. And so therefore, of course, it doesn't look like Yaakov. It's somebody else. It's his son. He's using his father's name. So nobody does that. Nobody ignores his own name and uses his father's name. There was someone of Alma Hudashavim. Maybe he was making a siman, like a mark, which was his signature on the aid for his father's name. The Harav Tsayer Kavra. Rav used to make a fish, Rochanin Tsar Charuta, he used to make a palm tree, Chista Samach, he put a Samach, Rav Hashaya Ayin, Rav Huna Machuta, he used to a mast of a boat. Everybody had little signs that they would use to sign. They had symbols. So the answer is, Lo Chatzuf Yenish, Toshav, the Shemein Davu, a Siman, and nobody so Chatzuf that they would turn their father's name into a Siman. Turn your own name, that's up to you. So there's no way that this get, if it's signed on the back going widthwise, I mean, perpendicular to the text, that somebody that the Malva, for instance, is going to cut off the bottom line of the text and then end up having this star be kosher with half a name that's the wrong name. There's no way that'll happen. So Marzutra Mar Lamalach Kulei, he says you don't need to worry about any of this. Kol Makusha She'enedav Kalim B'Shita Achat Pasul. Any get Makusha, here's our rule. Any get Makusha where the Eidim don't all end up on the same line where the text ends is Pasul. So therefore, there's no way any of this could happen. So we put all of that to rest. We're going to go in the next podcast, we're going to go to the issue of how to solve an erasure on a star. But in the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.